Okay, well, thank you, honey, and God bless your beautiful hearts. Thank you so much for being here, and we are very, very happy and blessed and excited for start our fellowship, fellowships 2024. So today is February 12th, Monday, so that's great that we're starting, right? So, and because we're in February, we are close to Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do we celebrate on Valentine's Day?
Love.
Love. The love, right? Hmm. But it's the world's love, right?
Yeah.
Phileo. So I would like to share about the true love, God's love, agape.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sandy shared about the fruit of the Spirit. And she did a beautiful, beautiful explanation of that, which is very important to know what they are. But also, not only to know, but to walk with them in our lives.
Amen.
And put them in action.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one. The first one is love, right? Love. So the name of my teaching, or I would like to say the name of our teaching, because Dagmar is going to share some God's ways. So the name of our teaching is
10 ways to love God's way.
So
ten ways to love God's way.
So, we're having fun sharing God's word, right? Why not? Why not? Learning and about God and have fun. So, we have the love of God in us. And if we have the love of God in us, why not to walk with it in action, in teaching it with our examples to the world? Also, why not to share God's way instead of the world's, right?
Amen.
People need love.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. We need that, all of us, people need love. So, but not only them, we, all of us, we need love also as believers, but the love of God, agape, that is the love we are living, right? That's really the love we are living, agape, the love of God. Like in Galatians 5:25 says, you don't have to go there, I'm going to read it. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And how are we going to walk in the Spirit, in this world, with the love of God, only with the love of God? We need to remember that walking with the love of God includes talking with the love of God, listening with the love of God, and what we're going to say and how we're going to answer is very, very important, because we really need to, when we answer, and when we say something, we really need to walk and think and just walk with the love of God. Sometimes, actually, let me make an example. Sometimes we make jokes, and those jokes are not a blessing, and some people were hurt. So we need to think, and we need to really walk with the love of God, right? So so I'm thinking right now about this verse. Colossians 4:6. You want to go there, please? Colossians 4:6. And it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Wow, this is very clear, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I know this. This is for another teaching that I'm preparing. I know it's for another teaching, but to put the salt in our tongues, you know, in our words. And I know it's for another teaching, but it really fits to our teaching. 10 ways to love God's way. So let's start. Number one, listening without interrupting. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. And I'm going to read verse 2 and 13. And I'm going to read from the NLT. Okay? So, fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Yep. 13. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. More clear than this? No. So number 2. Speak without accusing. Huh. Let's go to James 1. James 1, verse 19. James 1, verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Mm-hmm. Number 3, give without sparing. Proverbs 21. Verse 26. Proverbs 21, verse 26. Some people are always greedy for more, but the godly love to give. Amen. Number four is pray without ceasing. Uh-huh. And guess what book we're going to see? Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Wow, it says pray in the Spirit only Mondays? No, of course not. Pray in the spirits. When? All times and on every occasion. Not only one or two occasions. Every occasion. So this is number four. Now, number five. Answer without arguing. Answer without arguing. Proverbs 17, please.
Sure. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife.
Thank you. Now, number six, share without pretending. Share without pretending. Let's go to Romans, please. Romans 12. Romans 12. Verse 9 and 10. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Amen. Now let's go to 2 Timothy, please. Second Timothy 4, verse 3. And we're in the same number 6, share without pretending. Number 3. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and we look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. Wow, we don't want that. Okay, so, and now I would like to turn it over to my dear sister Dagmar.
Okay. All right, number 7, enjoy without complaint. We'll turn to Philippians 2:14. Okay, Philippians 2:14. Do everything without complaining and arguing. To the point. Number 8, love without wavering. And that would be 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Okay. And then number 9, forgive with the love of God. And that's Colossians 3:13. Make allowance for each other's faults. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And then number 10, last but not least, we need to give unconditional love. So this is John 13:34, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. Okay. John 13:34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. All right, so how did Jesus Christ love? Unconditionally.
Unconditionally, yes. Jesus Christ loved unconditionally. So in conclusion, we need to remember and walk following these 10 ways to love God's way. So it's a little reminder. Listening without interrupting. Speak without accusing. Give without stirring. Pray without ceasing. Answer without arguing. Share without pretending.
Enjoy without complaint. Love without wavering. Forgive with the love of God. And give unconditional love.
So we're going to listen a song right now and enjoy, please.
We are here together to lift our hearts as one. We're in our Father's presence. His Spirit is with us. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise. For His heart is overflowing with love for us, and His mercy we can never contain. Each and every morning we'll tell of His great love, of all His faithful mercies and all that He has done. For who can match His kindness, and who can count His worth? Oh, let our praise continue till evening draws in close. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise. For His heart is overflowing with love for us, and His mercy we can never contain. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise. For His heart is overflowing with love for us, and His mercy we can never contain. You are Savior, Jesus.
Beautiful. So we made a reminder with all our love for all of you. And I'm going to ask Al and Daniel, please, to hang out the... And thank you so much, God, for this beautiful, beautiful time that we have with you. And thank you, God, for all your love, God, for your love that you're giving us and to teach us how to walk with your love in this world. Thank you so much, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.